dishes galore, and your pizza set. What are you up to?
Oh, I can't talk now, Bert. I can't talk now. I'm very, very, very busy. I'm having important people over for dinner. They'll be coming soon. I'm very busy. I can't talk now.
And magic sounds as well. How have you managed that? You haven't stolen my iPad, have you?
It's your iPad, my pink bird.
Cool. Well, look, can't I help you? You seem to have your hands full right now. I bet you're making something yummers. What's in this pan, for instance? Yellow Play-Doh? Ugh, I don't know that I fancy that.
That's not yellow Play-Doh. That's eggs and buttercups fried with fish. Thank you so very much.
Ah, I get it. Now I know who's coming. Is that for the Pobble?
What?
And is his Aunt Jubiska coming too?
Yes, but she is. That's who the pizza's for. The pizza's for her and for the other people who... I don't know what kind of food they like. I'm making all kinds of yummers fins on the pizza. Aunt Jubiska's coming and the Runcible Cat with the crimson whiskers. But what's crimson anyway?
It's a nice rich red, Impy. See that little dish on the end table over there? The one made of all little bits of mirror glass? That's the one, sweetie girl. That's crimson, and that's what colour the Runcible Cat's whiskers are.
Oh, well, I never did. Goodness gracious, I've got more fizzies in here. That one's fried with eggs and buttercups. I've got more fizzies in here for the Runcible Cat. You like these? They're lovely fizzies, aren't they?
They are indeed.
Just turn the mood. Make sure they don't burn. Oh, they look nice and brown. And green, and blue.
Lovely. And pink ones. Oh, careful, Impy. Your pot's boiling too hard. What's in there?
They're dumplings made of beautiful yeast. You know, for the jumbies. Never mind that now. What's a Runcible Cat?
Oh, they are nice dumplings, aren't they? Do you think if they eat all those glittery colours, they'll be glittery inside?
I had to use the glitter plater because I run out of colours I used to type in order under food. Now, Bert, you naughty, pointy-eared, mean old lips, stop changing the subject and tell me what a Runcible Cat is.
All right, Impy, all right. Stars help me, give me a chance to breathe.
Runcible's a made-up word. Mr. Lear, who wrote all those poems about the characters you're doing in school now, invented it. But sometimes it's taken to mean silly or funny. I think a cat with red whiskers would be funny, don't you, sweetie girl?
Yes, I do, Bert. Yes, it would be very funny, a cat with red whiskers. I wonder what colour the rest of him is. It doesn't say. I wonder whether he'd be black. Black cat with red whiskers would look really cool, wouldn't it?
Well, Impy, you know what Mummy says, though she didn't make it up. A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men.
Well, what did that mean, Bert? I thought that relish was something you put on a burger.
Oh, Lacey Lou, you are funny. Relish is another word for enjoy. Basically, what that means is that even the wisest people like a little nonsense and fun now and then. It's good for you. Impy. Fruit and vegetables, they're good for your body. But a little nonsense is good for your mind.
I don't understand. How can something be good for your mind? Why, Bert? Please explain it to me.
Well, this is only what I think. But it seems to me life can be really dark and sad sometimes. Terrible things happen in the world. If you didn't watch out, you could let yourself be really pulled down and get so sad and scared. Like, when I was in hospital the other week, I was pretty scared, but I read nice books and your emails, and reading nice things, fun things that made me laugh, didn't make the bad things go away. Or they didn't make me stop caring about them. But it just made me able to deal with things better. You'll understand as you get older.
Will I?
You will, Lacey loves. Oh, don't forget your pans. You don't want your nice dinner to burn. I was thinking, it's a cool idea of yours to have all your friends from the nonsense poem to dinner. And as for why you learn poems in school, well, it helps you to know about words. Not all the words Mr. Lear uses are silly ones, like runcible. Don't you remember how pleased Miss Miller was with your composition last week, and how she said your vocabulary was better than most girls your age? Well, that's all to do with what you read. Right.
I'm starting to like Mr. Lear's poems now, and all the funny people in them, the Yonky Bonky Bo and all those, and the people that are coming for dinner today, they're getting to be like my friends, the way the cats used to be. And now look what happened. I nearly burnt the mints and the slices of quince for the owl and the pussycat. Oh, goodness gracious, goodness gracious.
And next thing, you're going to tell me that they're going to eat with a runcible spoon. Here, give me the spatula, I'll stir it for you. Who else is coming anyway?
Oh, the poor old dog's coming. I'm hoping he might fight his jumbly girl here. And the Yonky Bongy, of course, like I just said. And he's bringing Lady Dingley Jones with him. And I've got jam and jelly and bread ready for dinner because the Quangle Wangle's coming.
He's not bringing his hat, surely. It's 102 feet wide, after all. It won't fit through the door. Oh, that's a relief. Is he bringing any of his creatures with him?
Coming,
oh, no, Impy. We don't want any baboons here making a mess.
Really
well, you're not dancing in my closet, I can tell you that now.
Right,
where are the dishes? I hope this red tree is out.